Good morning and welcome back in. It is 8:35 on the point, and it is time for the debut, if you would, of Positive Points on Aging. I am so pleased and so excited and privileged, I would say, to have with us Marsha and Karen from over at Oakleaf Village, and they are here with us and are going to be with us on a regular basis. Every Tuesday, we'll talk with them and visit with them on different things. And I'm going to have both Karen and Marsha explain to them explain to you a little bit about what our goal is, if we have like a mission statement for the show. But first things first, good morning to you, my friends.
Good morning, Kev. How are you?
I'm so happy to see you both.
It's good to be here.
Thank you for being part of the Point family now. It's a pleasure to see you. And you both have been on with us before for various reasons in the past, but never in this capacity. Now, you guys work over as the folks who are sales and marketing over at Oakleaf Village. That's a terrible title because that's not who you guys are. Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about yourselves, and we can start here. Marsha, good morning, and tell me a little bit about yourselves.
Good morning. First of all, I want to tell you, walking in today, it gave me flashbacks of Michigan. It's a wonderful feeling of that air, you know, that cool air. So I knew that you had lived in Michigan, too.
Yes. And I'm glad I live here now. Because if it's 37 here, you know it's a lot colder up there right now. Karen, what do you guys do over at Oakleaf? I mean, you could have a title. Everybody needs a title, sales and marketing directors. But that doesn't really describe, because you guys are so much hands-on with everything over there.
Yeah, we do a little of everything. We're really senior lifestyle coordinators. We help people walk through the journey of usually placing a loved one, whether it's a spouse or a parent, sometimes even siblings and friends, into an assisted living type environment. Sometimes it's assisted living they need. Sometimes they need something else like independent living or skilled care. So we kind of help them walk the journey.
I will tell you, and I've known Karen and I've known Marsha for a long time, and titles are one thing, and everybody needs a title, and I get that. Forgive me if I speak out of turn. I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable. These are two of the most compassionate, kind people you're ever going to know. And every single person over at Oakleaf that is a resident over there gets personal care and love from these two ladies. And you guys have got a collective, 45 years of experience in senior care. And you've put that to such good use because, again, you have this love for people and this compassion. And that's got to be something that you have if you're going to be in this industry. Because if you're not, you know, that's just a tragedy if you're not compassionate and kind.
Absolutely. You know, with today's society, so many of us are not close. We don't live close to our grandparents. And so if you have the opportunity to either do volunteer work or come visit us, you'll see why it's such a special place to live and to be amongst these people that have experienced so much in their life. I mean, you can sit down and talk to gentlemen about World War II or the Vietnam War, and you can talk about the women and how it used to be, you know, raising your children and not working outside the home. So it really makes you appreciate the aging process that we're all going to go through.
The reason why we asked you guys to come in and do this program with us every Tuesday is I know that this is a good fit for the point for our listeners, because our listeners are made up, demographically speaking, of a lot of us who are the age, who have parents that are at the age that again, like it or not, for example, Alzheimer's, dementia, things like that, it is overtaking our society with the boomers. And we're learning more about it. We're learning how to deal with it better. We're learning how to treat it better. We're learning a lot of things, and we're making good progress. That's good. But, I mean, the reality is, the largest growing population segment in the United States is our baby boomers and is our senior population. And so I really felt like this was something our listeners could benefit from every single Tuesday morning by having the two of you come in. And look, you know, there's politically correct way of saying this, but you guys, I think you described yourself as seasoned professionals. That's one way of saying it. Bottom line is, you're professional lifers when it comes to taking care of seniors and giving your all to making life as comfortable and dignified for our seniors. And that's the goal that I think, I mean, I've got my mom who is 75 years old, and I love her with all my heart. God love her. She is a phenomenal woman. And I've got my cousin Bob that I've told you about, who's 86 right now, who is in assisted living and is in a memory care unit and is dealing with a lot of health issues. And my only two goals for this man at this point in his life is, one, I want him to feel dignity because he's earned it. He's a military guy. He's been a great family person all his life. And the second thing is I just want him to be comfortable. I mean, name anyone that doesn't want that for their loved ones.
Absolutely. And I think that that's what you find in most assisted living type communities. You look to give people their dignity as best you can. You talk about Alzheimer's and the progress we've made. I've been doing this since the mid-late 90s. We've made very little progress with the treatment of Alzheimer's, at least in the medication field, since that time when I first got introduced to it. And it's very frightening to me. We know how to better care for people with Alzheimer's. The whole spectrum has changed as to what we used to do and what we're doing now, and it's a better fit for people. But people need to be made aware of it. And so we work closely with the Alzheimer's Associations and Lisa Gibbons Care Connection to try to bring people awareness of the disease and how important it is. Because you're right, we're going to see an influx, and we're starting to now.
I think what concerns me, because being in the business since 1997, it used to be that someone could come in their mid-70s, and they were appropriate for independent or assisted living. Now they're waiting until 90 years old, they're waiting to come in.
Right.
The flip side on that is that we're seeing younger people coming in with Alzheimer's, full-blown Alzheimer's. And when you sit in a support group with a gentleman that maybe be 60, 62, and he's dealing with a wife at home, and he's trying to navigate his life in regards to work, family, my wife, all these doctor's appointments, it's become very complex.
Yeah, I look at that and I see a situation where I have to wonder. I mean, because Alzheimer's doesn't discriminate. Doesn't care if you're black or white. Doesn't care if you're 65, 85. It doesn't care if you're man or woman. I know they're statistical this or statistical that, but the reality is it's a nasty, ugly, horrible disease that robs individuals of their dignity and robs individuals of their individuality and all of that, and just takes so much away from a family in addition to that. And you guys have had to see every stage of that when it happens to a family.
Absolutely. And what's very frightening, we're starting to see early onset dementia even more, and that can be as young as in the 40s. And that's really sad because they have children, and their children are trying to deal with it. You have no idea what it does to a family. It can destroy them in a heartbeat. So our goal here at doing this program is to try to make people aware of things and help them find their services that they need and get the help that they need. And there's lots of topics besides dementia that we can get into.
And we're going to. Obviously, this is going to be a weekly event here, and we're going to have so many things that we're going to knock out and discuss with you. As we head toward the Fox Business Report, I want to let folks know we're going to come back. You know, aging as a job, you know, I mean, we'll have our segment where we can actually, I wanted to spend the first segment just kind of get to know you a little bit and let people understand what a gift it is to me to call these ladies my friends, because again, I see two people that I don't know, for a lot of people in industry like yours, it might just be a job. For you, it's a passion.
Absolutely.
And for both of you, it's a passion. It is not just a job. You wake up and you show kindness to people and you show love to people. And I wouldn't want you doing this program with me here if I didn't feel that way about you both, because I see it, you know, and I probably, I'm speaking a little out of turn for a second here, but Marcia calls on Virus-Free Thursday every now and then and shares some wicked great stories with me about things that she's done. So I just have gotten to know these ladies over the years, and I'm just a big fan of both of them. So I'm excited to have them, and I appreciate Oakleaf allowing you guys to do this. So I'm looking forward to it. We're just getting started. Let's get to the Fox Business Report. We'll come right back.
Mornings with Kev.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Good morning. Welcome back in on The Point. Thanks for spending some time with us here. And and giving us a little bit of your Tuesday morning. Got the Home Advocate Hour coming up your way in just a little while with Courtney and Jeremy in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't forget, I'll be back with you this afternoon at 4 o'clock. But today, it's been the debut of the Positive Points on Aging. This is a feature we'll be doing every Tuesday morning from now, it's 8:30 until 9 every Tuesday morning. And we've got Marcia and Karen with us from our friends over at Oakleaf Village, and they're here with us talking about different subjects. And, you know, we just started talking just about the challenges, a little bit about being in this industry right now and what it is. There's challenges also just to aging, you know, and mm-hmm. you guys, when we were talking about, hey, what's a good topic to start off and lead off with? And you were like, aging is a job in and of itself. What do you mean by that?
Well, it happens your whole life. I mean, you really have to prepare for it your whole life. And I know you're going to think this is corny, but I got to tell you, when I was 5 years old, my dad would take me on home visits. He was a minister.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I really learned about people that got old and dying. And so I kind of got used to that throughout the years. And then he would take me to nursing homes and make me sing Jesus Loves Me to these people.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I realized at that point, that's probably when I realized this is my calling. This is what I'm going to be doing.
Sure. Nothing corny about that at all.
I did try the nursing. I went to nursing school. But get this, I cried every time I caused pain to anybody. I mean, can you imagine?
Right.
You know, doing a catheter or giving somebody a shot and the nurse is crying.
Right.
And so I went into the business side of healthcare, which I have loved. But when I walked into the first building I ever worked for seniors in 1997, I knew I had landed where I was supposed to be. And so just the process of understanding all of the resources and knowing what we need to know to navigate and to help families navigate through this maze of aging issues is wonderful. It's very, it keeps us learning every day.
No doubt. And again, when people are like, I hear people complain about, man, I feel so old. And I'm like, it beats the alternative. You know, it really does. It beats the alternative of not getting old. I've always felt that way. I mean, I'm 52 years old now, and there's no doubt there's some aches and pains that maybe I didn't have a few years ago, and that's fine. I mean, that I'm understanding of that. I comprehend that you know the body starts to wear out a little bit. My thing is, you know, I obviously hope that the mind doesn't go too quickly for especially with what I'm trying to do here on the radio on a day-to-day basis. But I mean, the reality is we are all going to deal with this with our parents or our aunts or our uncles or our grandparents and then eventually ourselves. And you want people to age as gracefully as possible and with as much dignity as possible. And you want people to feel as comfortable as possible. And it's not an easy process for some people.
Absolutely not. And it's interesting because I am aging. I'm getting much older. And I remember as a child, my grandmother saying she didn't realize how old she was until she walked past a mirror and she would go, who is that person in the mirror? And you don't realize how old you are and you try to do something that you probably could do when you were 20 but shouldn't be doing at 60. So aging is a very challenging thing, and whether it's doctors or whether it's dealing with aches and pains that you have, we all are going to experience it. Nobody is immune to it.
When I look at where we're at in terms of aging and this and that, let's talk about some of the challenges that families are encountering. When people first come to you at Oakleaf Village and sit down with you and say, hey, listen, my mom is this, or my dad is this, or my uncle this. What are people encountering for the first time that they weren't prepared for?
Being the parent of their parent. There's nothing, and you've walked that road.
Yeah.
There's nothing more frightening than having to look at your father and say, Dad, you can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
And men don't take that well.
No.
And you really, you have to take the responsibility, which is something a lot of kids don't want to do. They just kind of go, well, we'll have to wait for there's a catastrophe. And you really can't do that. They could kill somebody if they don't mm-hmm. drive right. And it happens. We hear it all the time. And the worst phone call I ever get is, well, the police were called to my parents' house last night. And we get those calls all the time.
Right.
And nobody wants that.
No, I imagine nobody wants that. I can't, you know, we took the keys away from mom a number of years ago. And now, I mean, there were other circumstances because mom has multiple sclerosis. And so with her It was a situation where she just had unpredictable situations with her legs, where 1 minute, you know, she'd be driving, and then the next minute, she can't feel the right leg anymore. I said, Mom, you can't drive a car if all of a sudden you need to stop on the brakes because there's kids in front of you, and you can't get your legs to work. And she didn't like it, obviously, and nobody wants to give up that independence. Right. But it is what it is, and you have no choice but to deal with it. But you're right, Karen, when you talk about that, this aging process, there's more to it than just waking up with some creaks in the bones. There's the emotional side mm-hmm. that goes with it, and there's a lot of you guys are directors of everything over there, but you're also part-time psychologists and psychiatrists with some of the residents.
Which should scare you when you say that.
But I'm right, though. I mean, you got to understand the people. You got to be able to show empathy and understand it.
And every case is different. I used to have an administrator who would say, you've seen one case of dementia, you've seen one case of dementia. And that's true if you've dealt with one family. There may be some similarities, but generally everybody's situation is very unique because we're human beings. We're not widgets. And you have to take that into account, too. It's frightening. And I think the saddest point is when parents aren't prepared. You know, you do need to have your legal paperwork in order. You do need to have your financial piece in order. You do need to have the health care part in order. And you need to allow your children to have access mm-hmm. to that.
Yeah. Marsha, in all the years you've been doing this, what's the biggest change in the industry that you've seen? What have you noticed that's really evolved?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the people are waiting so much longer to come in, and so they really can't enjoy it as much. And one of the things we're going to talk about in one of our shows is the difference between the types of living there are. If you can't live at home anymore, maybe you would do fine in an independent living community, or you need more care. So let's talk about assisted living. Or if you can't handle assisted living, we're going to talk about nursing homes. And what frustrates me is that so many doctors are not even educated on those three phases, and they will automatically tell people, well, you need to go to a nursing home, and that scares people half to death.
Yeah, assisted living is obviously very different than skilled nursing, is very different than memory care and right. dementia care. I mean, there's different stages of people, of where they're at in their aging and where they're at if they have a diagnosis of this or a diagnosis of that. And it all boils down to how much care do you need on a day-to-day basis. If you can live independently, right. which is what I think most people would desire if they're going to leave their own actual homes and still go into a facility, obviously the desire is to be as independent as you can be. Nobody wants to give that up. No. So I get all that. It's got to be a challenging situation, though, for the residents, but also for the residents' families. And then you throw in this whole 2020 and COVID, and that's just changed the game completely.
Oh, yeah. It's frightening. I mean, I think that our residents are safer being in assisted living. We test the staff every Monday. We go in and get tested. And if you're out, you get tested. And if you have been out for a long period of time, you have to be quarantined. So we're trying very hard to keep people safe, but it's still scary.
Well, and we're going to talk more about that, you know, in the shows as we go forward, and how everything is changing and what that means for COVID, with COVID, right. because, I mean, this isn't going away tomorrow. You know, as much as we wish it were, it's not. Now, it's going to change and it's going to evolve, and hopefully with the vaccine, we'll get a grip on that, and we'll see what happens going forward. But the reality is, it is here, and that's changed your industry dramatically. And I could tell you that, just like I said, with Cousin Bob, and whether you're even allowed to go visit or not and things like that, and all the restrictions that come with it, and how do you get the kids to be able to see their family. I mean, yeah, all that stuff is so challenging right now. Really is challenging. Tell people how they can find out more if they want to get in touch with you guys.
You can call us at Oakleaf Village of Lexington at 803-808-3477. We're taking your calls at any time of the day.
Website?
OakleafVillageAtLexington.com.
Okay, very good. Appreciate it very much. We'll do this every Tuesday. Excited that you guys are part of the family, and thank you for coming on in here.
Thank you, Kev.
All right, we'll see everybody at 4 o'clock this afternoon for the afternoon drive. The Home Advocate's coming up next.
Mornings with Kev.
WKRP. WQXL Columbia W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.